Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Empire Radio. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we have with us at the roundtable, she is the owner and psychic medium at Psychic Medium Pam. It's none other than Pam Pulver.
Hi, thank you so much for featuring me. It's my pleasure to speak with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on, Pam. Tell us, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I am a psychic medium empath. As being an empath, I'm a spirit communicator. And I love going into my clients' homes and channeling with them. I feel very strongly about what I do in terms of connecting with my clients on a personal level, so I like to pick up on their vibrational energies. Prior to my readings, I offer a chakra clearing, which helps them to relax and just feel grounded in their own space. And then I walk through their home. And being a member of the American Society of Dowsers, I like to demonstrate how dowsing works. And so dowsing rods are metal, and spirit consists of energy and matter, which a lot of times these crossed-over loved ones or their own personal spirit guides and guardian angels visit consistently. People may be aware of it if they're waking up at certain times during the night, like 11:11 or 2:22 or 4:44, which I wake up consistently just for being nudged a little bit. So anyway, I walk through the home and I see how the dowsing rods are going to react to vibrational energy and matter. Metal is a conductor to energy, so it'll definitely pick up on any spirit energy that comes through. So at that point, the rods start gravitating and they come towards me. And so I choose to do my readings in that area because that's the highest vibrational level that will work the best for me. So immediately I ask my clients if they have a piece of jewelry that only they have owned and worn, being metal and being close to their body. It's picking up on, you know, their energies, which I can sense by holding in my hand, because energy and matter is what we consist of. So I pick up information. I also can take photographs and hold them in my left hand and put my right hand over them. And I don't ever look at the photograph. I tell my client, do not tell me a thing. I don't want names, dates, situations, absolutely nothing. I'm here for your benefit to see what comes in. So I hold the photograph upside down in my left hand and put my right hand over it. And immediately, I'm going to be making a connection with spirit. Spirit comes to me in the form of many different ways. Usually, they introduce themselves to me and tell me what their name is and give me a spirit message for them. And I ask my client if they resonate with it so we can continue, so we know we have an excellent connection. And I would say I am 90% accurate. I have no problem saying that. My reviews on my website will testify to that. So actually, so that exercise is called psychometry. And being an empath, I'm also a clairvoyant. Now, being a clairvoyant, I definitely can hear things. A lot of times I'll be writing things down. I'll be drawing pictures that will apply to them. And so it pretty much tells a story when I'm finished doing that. Also, while doing it, being a clairaudient, I hear information through channeling with my spirit guides and also theirs as well as sitting in that area. So I have the the ability to visualize knowledge as it's presented to me in visions, you know, and then also being clairsentient, I am also using my empathetic skills of mediumship without really using any of my own conscious reasoning. So I just completely rely on spirit. I don't use any tools. I don't use tarot cards or anything like that, because this particular type of reading applies to the person on a very spiritual level, a very intimate level where I'm actually connecting with spirit, and I'm depending on them to give me the information that applies only to that person. So I don't use any of my own physical senses. I rely spiritually on the communication to provide my client with totally amazing results. So actually, when it's over, a lot of people will leave a review on my website, and they are just amazed with the true connection that they receive.
What do you feel is in the future for you as an empath?
Well, my business is going crazy. This is very unusual that I actually have this window of time, because I am booked solid usually 5 to 6 days a week. I usually only get like a day or half a day off. So I feel like my gifts are really going crazy. I mean, it's like people are calling me all the time, and I really feel that eventually I may want to appear on stage. I just got a call from the Red Hat Society, and they asked me if I'd be willing to go to the annual convention and do readings for 200 people. And wow. So I suggested maybe a gallery type of event, or possibly just doing 20-minute readings for 50 people, with maybe doing 8 and then taking a half-hour break and continuing. So I have actually done a lot of lady nights events where women have lined up to see me, and I've just given them a 10 or a 15-minute reading by holding their jewelry, and they have all commented on, yes, that's the name of my grandmother who's in spirit, and what you're saying definitely applies to my situation right now. So I really take no credit for any of my gifts. I just feel like I'm a natural born, and I'm here to be used as a vessel to my highest good, you know, and it becomes very intense sometimes for me. So at that point, I like to just completely relax. I have a beautiful perennial garden out back, and I like to sit in nature and sit with the birds, and I do a lot of cleansing too. So I try to get a good balance for myself so that I'm at my optimal for most people.
Wow. We thank you so much for coming on, Pam. We want to send everyone to your website, which is psychicmediumpamcapitaldistrict.com. That's psychicmediumpamcapitaldistrict.com. You can also go ahead and email pam@psychicalbany.com. That's pam@psychicalbany.com. You can also go ahead and phone the offices directly at 518-339-8917. You can feel free to text for an appointment at 518-339-8917. She also does offer Skype sessions. Pam, it's been a pleasure to have you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I've really enjoyed reaching out today to people. And I had an experience with my mom. I had her home with me at hospice, and she was approaching the end of her life. Mm. And I actually was able to listen to her transition. She was speaking to two gentlemen by the name of Tom and one by the name of Hans. And she was talking about the ballet, and she was talking in a voice as if she was 25 years old. She had an Irish brogue. She had been brought up in the theater in Ireland, and it was just amazing for me to actually see that. And hospice had come at that time and witnessed that I was actually witnessing my mom transitioning. So I guess what I want to share with everyone is, you know, it's just so important to gather good karma in this lifetime so that when we cross over, we may be able to stay on the other side. Otherwise, we have to keep coming back to grow our souls and repeat it. So, you know, being humble and full of humility and reaching out to people actually gives me a sense of gratification and helps me continue to evolve myself and help other people. So it's really been a blessing for me to share all this with everyone, and I really hope to hear from people as soon as possible. Thank you again.
Thank you, Pam. And for everyone else, we'll be back right after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-8-9-10-4.
Order in the court.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.